The 2018 Carnegie International is weeks away, but one work in that landmark art exhibit has already been installed. It's a huge piece by the collective Post Commodity, exploring Pittsburgh's twin legacies of steel and jazz. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports.
The Carnegie Museum's Hall of Sculpture is a big rectangular two-story gallery clad in marble, its mezzanine lined with classical statuary overlooking an open floor. For the upcoming Carnegie International, it's going to look a lot different.
It's conceptually a large sand painting that is laid out across most of the floor here in the Hall of Sculpture.
That's Cristobal Martinez of the art collective Post Commodity. He's describing the installation titled Through Smoke and Tangled Waters, We Carried Fire Home. All three members of Post Commodity are Native American, and the sand painting derives from those cultural traditions.
This sand painting is not actually constructed of sand, but of smaller to larger materials composed of coal, crushed glass, and steel from the Cary furnace.
The materials were delivered in July, and it was a lot of stuff. Museum staff counted 6 cubic yards of crushed recycled bottle glass, 5 tons of anthracite stove coal, and 3 flatbeds worth of rusting steel collected at the Cary Blast Furnaces, the National Historic Landmark in Rankin. Martinez places the lumps of coal, which are deep black in color, while the crushed glass is white as sugar. It all sprawls 2 or 3 inches deep across a space the size of a tennis court, with patterns suggesting Pittsburgh's rivers and the mounds of scrap metal, ladders, and old tools resembling hills. Martinez says it was important to include real artifacts.
There's a sort of spirit of place that's embedded in these tools because these were handled. These were used by workers. And so their memories are part of the DNA of these tools. And so it's bringing the spirit of the people into the museum so that we can remember.
Post Commodity has 3 members, Martinez, Raven Chacon, and Cadell Twist. All 3 live in California or the American Southwest. Post Commodity is known nationally for large-scale works that make big statements. Its piece titled Repellent Eye consisted of a 2-mile-long row of huge tethered balloons, each with a gigantic eye painted on it. The row of balloons bisected the fence between a town in Arizona and another in Mexico, raising questions about borders and immigration. Martinez says Post Commodity looks for intersections between things or ideas others consider separate.
We're not so much interested in the categories, for example, this town versus that town, but more metaphorically speaking, the river that connects those towns. And that's sort of where our art is situated.
To create its new work for the International, Post Commodity began by exploring local history, including not just steel, but also jazz. Their guides included James Johnson, an ethnomusicologist and head of the Afro-American Music Institute in Homewood.
Probably because I'm a spiritual musician, and so are they. They were spiritual people, and those spirits probably connected some type of way.
There's a spirit in that music that is profoundly linked to this geography, this landscape, and the perception of self, and the perception of labor and value and self-determination.
That's Cade L. Twist of Post Commodity.
But more specifically, the tactics of the black community to overcome all the cards stacked against them and to do it with class and dignity and power and generosity.
And so 4 days a week during the 6-month exhibit, a local musician will interpret this room-sized sand painting as if it were a musical score and play it solo on instruments like trombone, saxophone, and trumpet. And it's these sounds drifting through the museum's halls and galleries that will make the work complete, says Martinez.
The people who will really teach us the meaning of this piece are going to be the jazz musicians themselves.
I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.
The Carnegie International hosts new works by dozens of artists from around the world. The exhibit opens on October 13th.